come to you. Greetings to each one in the name of Jesus. It's been a blessing to be here this morning already. Thank you for everything that was said already. I want to read James chapter 2 and make some comments. Thank you for that prayer. James chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, have not faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with gold ring and godly appearance, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou here, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not the rich man oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worldly name by which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law of transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. What doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have no works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Ye, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Yea, we see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Verse 1 through 4 there. How can we claim to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ if we have partiality or favoritism, or favor some people over others? For example, if two strangers would come in here today and one would be wearing expensive jewelry and fine clothes, and one would be a poor man in dirty clothes, and we would pay a special attention to the one who wears expensive jewelry and fine clothes, and we would say to him, sit here in this good seat, and we would tell the poor man, you stand over here or sit down on the floor. Doesn't that show that your judgments are guided by evil motives or evil thoughts? Verse 5-7. Hasn't God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith, and as believers to be heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them who love him? But do we dishonor and dislike the poor? Verse 8-13. If we are all really fulfilling the royal law and are members of the kingdom, according to the scriptures, you should love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. And if you have a concern for others and do things in their benefit, but if I favor some people over others, I am committing a sin, and I am guilty of breaking the law. A person who keeps all the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken the whole of God's laws. This is the same God who said, you must not commit adultery, also said, you must not murder. So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you have still broken the entire law. So whatever you say or whatever you do, we should remember that we will be judged by the law of liberty, that law that frees obedient Christians from the bondage of sin. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if we have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges us. 14-26. What good is it, or what is the benefit, if someone claims to have faith but has no good works, or doesn't show it by his actions? Can that kind of faith save him? No. Suppose I see someone who has no food or clothing, and I say to him, have a good day and stay warm and eat well, but I don't give him any food or clothing. What good does that do? So as we can see, faith by itself isn't enough. It does not have the works or good deeds to back it up. It is dead and useless. So people may have faith, others have good deeds, but how can someone show your faith if you don't have good deeds? We can show our faith by our good deeds. But faith without good deeds or good works is useless. Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar. You can see that his faith was working together with his works. Abraham believed God, and God counted him righteous because of his faith. And it happened just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. And he was even called the friend of God. You see that a man belief is shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute was another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without works. That's all I have. God bless you all.